Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to the May 7th edition of Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett. Shannon the Dude is with me. And I'm sorry. But I tell you, Shannon, the more I watch OVW, the more I got to tell you, the more I have fun. Because somebody tweeted out last night, and I think Larry brought it to my attention. It must be like a little 7 or 8 year old holding a poster last night that said, Shannon the Dude is a duty head. There's something about that.
Well, it's right on cue with your humor.
Exactly.
You got you got about the humor of a 7-year-old.
I think you're probably right. I mean, here I am at the age that I am right now, and a 7-year-old is making me die laugh as I look at that. And of course, I think Larry Vaught's laughing about it too, and wanted to know what I thought about this. And of course, my response to him is he wrong?
I'll tell you what. Do you want to manage me at OVW or not? Because you're not really making a very good case for yourself right now.
I mean, can we talk about it yet or can we not yet?
No, probably not.
Yeah, we can't talk yet. Okay, all right then. Well, you know, I've made some videos and hopefully they'll be able to come out to the public so people can see them. But I thought that was the funniest thing. Did you see the poster last night? Did it catch your attention?
I'm the one who tweeted it.
Oh, you are? I didn't know that.
I'm the one who retweeted it.
I'm so sorry.
My gosh.
Well, I didn't see it until Larry Vaught brought it to my attention, and I apologize.
Is your brain still in quarantine this morning, or what's going on?
Listen, my brain has been off all week, so don't give me a hard time about that. You already know that, but I thought that was just a little sign of brilliance right there. And look, I'll tell you right now, I would do almost anything to have that little guy come on the show with us and face you on the telephone.
Well, he's not the only one with signs like that. I mean,
oh,
all the
not?
Abuse that I take at OVW, no. No. There was a similar sign, but the O's in duty were actually fake pieces of poop. You know, you can buy those little prank things. They taped it to the sign. I mean, there's more people out there with signs about me to come out and do commentary than anybody else that wrestles.
I think that's just brilliant. I love the fact that you have become probably the best heel on all of OVW. And you know what? I think you're loving it so much that you really enjoy it probably more than anything else you do.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you think I enjoy that more than sitting here with you for an hour every day? I mean, this is the highlight
of my
life.
Yes, I do. I think you just revel in that kind of attention. And you don't care if you're the bad guy, the good guy, or whatever. You're probably, if you ask me, if Shannon the Dude is going to be better at a good guy or a bad guy, I'm going to say he's going to be better at a bad guy.
I mean, I am what you perceive me to be.
That's the other thing.
I'm not good or bad. I'm just me. And if you think that you don't like me, then you don't like me.
Yeah, Shannon the Duty Head. I mean, that's just the funniest thing I've ever seen. So, anyway, lots of big news to talk about today. Of course, it's Friday. That's the biggest news I can think of. But, of course, the official news finally came down yesterday as soon as we went off the air, as usual, that Chen Coleman and Orlando Antigua are now officially on the UK basketball team.
Yep.
So, you think there's something intentional about that, that they do it where, not that, and I'm not trying to say they're doing it after our show intentionally. What I'm trying to say, is there a specific time that UK has to where maybe we should do this at like 9 or 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that? It seems to be pretty consistent to when they release breaking news like this.
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, we've had some breaking news happen during this show, right?
Yes.
But I guess
not
maybe
many.
But I guess that was not controlled breaking news, you know, because sometimes news just breaks regardless of what time of day it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably just something as simple as we want to wait till people are actually awake.
I'm a little disappointed, though, that you and I never did hear back about our applications.
Well, you know, I didn't get a call back or anything.
No. Do you think they got lost in the shuffle, or what do you think the issue is that you and I did not get a fair shot at this job?
They'll probably find it on, like, a fax machine or something like that, kind of like Tubby. Remember Tubby?
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Listen, I don't even know where a fax machine is anymore. I used to have a fax machine at my house. It's been years, and I mean years, since I've even used a fax machine.
Yeah, well, I got one right down the hall. If you need anything faxed, just let me know and I'll fax it over to you.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe we should go ahead now and fax our
resume. I think it's a little too late. But, hey, it's a big deal, though, getting in Chin Coleman and Orlando and Tigua back. And I think it's going to have a big impact on recruiting.
Well, it's already having a big impact on recruiting. You saw that, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Ty Washington now, as far as crystal ball, he's got five selections saying that he's coming to UK. I mean, and I look at that and I think, okay, number one, I'm very excited about that. Number two, is it kind of a cut towards Cal that it took two new assistant coaches to come to UK for Ty to get interested in UK again?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that you want to know, you know, all the coaches that you're going to be playing for. It's not just the head coach. As we said, you know, the other day, I think as fans, it's easy to forget those other guys sitting next to Cal because we just focus on Calipari being the coach. We got to remember, though, that these players have a lot of interaction with these assistant coaches.
They do.
And who those assistant coaches are matters.
Yeah. I mean, we saw the proof of that with Nolan Hickman. I mean, you lose Tony Barbie, Joel Justice, and all of a sudden Tony Hickman decides to, I think I'm going to decommit. So that obviously and clearly had a lot to do with it. But I don't know. I guess that's the blue shade of me coming out, that to me it's all about Cal, and it's all about if I wanted to go to Kentucky and Cal called me, I'm wanting to go. Never thinking about that the assistant coaches, I don't know why I want to keep calling them associate coaches, the assistant coaches have just as much of the impact as the head coach. I guess it surprised me a little
bit. And Chin is ready to go, too. Do you want me to play this video clip?
No, not yet. I want you to play that when we come back. And I'm beginning to really, especially after that video, really like him. I mean,
he got you in one video, huh?
He
just put out one 30-second video, and you got Michael Bennett to like you just like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It's just like the Savior coming and reaching his arms out and wants to embrace me, and Chin Coleman is that guy right there.
You're easy to win over, aren't you?
I am. Oh, you of all people should know how easy I am to win over. When it comes to an argument or a debate, I give in within the first couple of sentences. I mean, you should
know. I know. That's why this show works out so well.
Exactly. Yeah, because you win every time. No, that's why you're the duty head. So, hey, look. Listen, before we take a break, I want to talk about something that happened yesterday. Patricia and I, my wife and I, lost a very close friend of ours. A huge Kentucky fan. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Tom Ryan. The guy was only 77 years old, died of a heart attack. And I tell you what, he was an extremely successful businessman. He was in banking. Anything he touched when it came to real estate development for commercial or residential, I mean, you probably don't know some of the residences that he developed, and yet he just made money. I mean, he did well, but that's not it. He shared it. I mean, he would give you the keys to this house, Shannon, if you said, hey, I want to go down to Florida. And he would just say, hey, go use my house. Don't go pay for a hotel. I mean, that's the kind of guy he was. But Tom Ryan, he would tell the funniest jokes. And I'm going to tell you a story he told me about. He did a trick on his brother. His brother came to him, Shannon, and told him that his dog had worms. And Tom said, oh, my gosh, Bill, you need to, sometimes when you touch your dog or you're a little close to your dog, you could potentially have worms, too. So you need to go to your vet and make sure you get enough medicine for your dog and yourself. So he convinced his brother to take worm medicine because he might have worms because of his dog.
Oh, my God, I'm surprised it didn't kill him.
Exactly. And Tom's just dying there laughing, telling me the story, how gullible his brother was to think that, oh, my gosh, I got to take worm medicine along with my dog.
I can't believe that the vet didn't say, hey, man, you can't take this.
Or he didn't say anything to the vet.
He just said, I needed extra medicine?
Yes. He said, I need it for my dog. And I didn't say anything about, well, I need to take it too. And so he convinced his brother to take worm medicine along with his dog. I mean, I just thought that was one of the funniest stories. I tried to get him to come on a couple times with us because he's the epitome of a Southern gentleman. He's
can we get his brother to come on here?
Yeah, exactly. If he's still alive after the worm. I don't know if he would want to admit that he took that worm medicine or not. But anyway, I just want to say thoughts and prayers to my really good friend, Tom Ryan, who passed away at the age of 77 yesterday. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio, because I do have lots to talk about today. I mean, we got a little bit of news about IU UK, a little bit of football news, and then, but let's talk about this. And Shannon teased it a little bit ago, but I don't know if everybody out there has seen it or not. We're going to play it now, but this is Chin Coleman sending a video out to Big Blue Nation. I'll just leave it at that and let Chin Coleman tell you the rest. Go ahead, Chin.
Greetings, Big Blue Nation, from Chin. As you can see, I'm already getting prepared. I'm already working hard to service you in the best way I can. It is a dream, truly a dream, and my family and I are so, so, so excited to be a part of Big Blue Nation, and I promise I will not let you down. We will have many, many, many more memories, many, 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 many more special moments, many, many, many more championships, many, 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 many more great times. Thank you. Go Wildcats. Let's go, Blue Nation. Let's go.
Many, 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 many.
And I got many, 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 many questions for him. Listen, nobody, if you haven't seen the video, he's just coming off the treadmill, or he's still on it and sweating like a, like, really, he's.
Well, I mean, he just got off the treadmill. He's sweating.
Yes. I mean, is it the first time he's been on the treadmill in a long time, though?
How do you know that? Don't know. Come on now. You guys just signed on with Kentucky to be the assistant coach, and you're already throwing barbs at him.
I'm just joking. I mean, let me have a little fun right there. But the ending, I mean, does anybody ever say go Wildcats anymore? It's always go Cats. And you know,
I think he actually meant to say go Big Blue Nation, but I think he said go Blue Nation.
Yeah, I know it. And that's the other problem.
That's
right,
all right,
there.
Though.
We got to coach him up. But here's the thing that I love. I mean, is he the equivalent on the UK basketball side to Vince Merrill? That's kind of what I got out of this.
I mean, he could be. I don't look, man. Vince Merrill. Yeah, he's in a league of his own right now as far as recruiting.
Yes.
So I don't want to compare anybody to Vince Morrow until they come here and they prove it.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about recruiting. I'm just, you know, when you get a video of Vince Morrow, it's an extremely confident video that is like, okay, every fan out there wants to go play for him.
Yep.
I mean, that's as simple as that. Now, when you see this one from Chin Coleman, it kind of made me like, okay, I think I want to play for Chin Coleman. It really got me going to where it's like, okay, I'm excited again about Kentucky basketball, and I haven't been last year.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy. Seems like a fun guy to play for. But, you know, again, we're going to get to know him, you know, if he's like all the time.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just hard to comment based off of one video, but yes.
No, it's not hard to comment. You can comment right now, and I'm telling you, I'm excited. After one video, I'm ready to go. I'm ready for the season to start right now because I feel like the deluge of players are starting to come. Ty Washington is now going to commit to UK. I'm going to predict that right now. And so it's going to happen.
Okay.
You're right this morning? I need my cornbread hemp because I tell you what, that's the kind of excitement that I see now happening. It's like, okay, I was excited, very excited about the opportunity of Orlando Antigua coming back to Kentucky. And I'm like, who is this Chin guy? And then to see the video yesterday and read a lot of the posts and articles that I've read about him and how Illinois is legitimately disappointed they've lost Chin.
Have we talked about how Chin got his name?
No, we have not. You want to go ahead and tell the story?
Well, you may be able to fill in the holes here of the story, but I think that as a kid, he was named Chin, right?
Yes.
And then when he went to Illinois, he was going to use his actual name, And the coach is like, no, you're going by Chin. So they've just kept the name Chin Coleman.
I love that.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, and I think it sticks, and it brings attention to him. It's like, who is Chin? Because you don't, that's a name, even me, that a guy that always forgets names and screws up names.
Yeah.
I can remember the name Chin.
Right.
And I haven't had a problem with it yet.
It sounds a lot better than Ron.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's definitely not Ron. But anyway, let's talk about the other part last night that happened that I was really kind of surprised nobody was talking about, and that was UK baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about
big win over Florida last night?
Huge win over number 10 Florida. That helps the tournament resume.
We talked about that yesterday, didn't we?
Yes.
We said that they need to get some wins here over Florida and maybe try to win one or two against Vandy.
Yeah. And lo and behold, it stinking happens. And I mean, it's unbelievable how they got a five run lead. And then Florida comes back. It was the top of the eighth. Florida's at bat. They got two men on base, no outs. And Daniel Harper comes in and gets them all out.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when you know, when you got two men on base and no outs, you're going to get a lot of runs, or you're going to get at least a run. But he struck them all out, and I'm really excited about the baseball team, and I hope that this winning can continue for them, and they do get to the SEC tournament, they do get into the NCAA tournament, and who knows, you get into a run, and guess what? Next thing you know, we're in the World Series, but let's not go too far.
Yeah, but they're in the right spot. I mean, they're right where
exactly.
They need to be.
Yeah,
for the playoff picture.
That was a huge win for them last night. I mean, that's the 10th ranked team in the nation right there. And Florida's is pretty stinking good.
I thought they were 8th.
Well, it depends on which one you look at. Now, if you look at the SEC
Network last night. Okay, we won't argue. 8, 10, whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Either way, it's a top 10 school either way.
Well, see, that's what I thought. I thought they were 8th, but then the SEC Network, because this game was on the SEC Network last night, and they put 10 next to Florida. So you tell me which they're ranked.
Yeah,
I don't know. It gets so frustrating when you don't know which one is what. But
hey, Jake wrote me in and says, "Tell Mr. Bennett you can absolutely get worms from your dog." So that guy may still
really?
Have them.
Gosh.
Michael, I think you better go. You know, you got cats and stuff around there too. You may want to go get maybe some catnip for yourself, and maybe some worm medicine, and take it all, mix it all up in a blender, and take that just in case.
Bluegrass Jack said, "Cut Chin some slack. Just looking at a treadmill makes me sweat like that." And you know that is true.
Yeah,
there's nothing more boring than running on a treadmill. I mean, you're not going anywhere.
Yep.
I guess you're watching TV or something like that.
Well, yeah, you watch TV, you keep your mind off of what's actually happening. Kind of like when I was doing that 50-mile walk. You know, I was listening to music, I was talking to people, I was doing anything I could to keep my mind off of what was happening.
Yeah, but at least when you're walking outside, you're looking at other things. I mean, but when you're inside on a treadmill, there's only one thing to look at, and that's a TV.
It depends on if you're in a gym. There's a lot of things to look at.
Yeah, I mean, if you like what, Shannon? I'd like to know what else you're looking at.
Well, you know, there's TVs all over the wall. You got different channels. Some of them's on games. Some of them's on the news. There's a lot to look at.
Oh, sure. I can tell by you continuing to laugh what you mean. No,
I'm not laughing.
Listen. Yes, you are.
That's you.
Stop.
See, look, who's laughing here, me or you?
I am, but you were too, so don't deny it. Yes, there are other things to look at the gym. And yes, I do.
When's the last time you went to the gym?
Oh, my gosh. Why do we want to go off on a tangent like this?
Because Chin Coleman is in the gym, sweating, recording videos. I want to know when Michael Bennett's going to jump on a treadmill and maybe record a video.
Well,
and tell us how many, 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 many years it's been since you've been there.
Been that many. You might add two or three more of that. It's been a while since I've been to the gym, but I did buy myself a bicycle, and I have been riding my bike.
Okay, you actually got on it, right? Because my dad has a bicycle too. He looks at it. I say, hey, just looking at it, it's not going to make you lose weight. You got to get on that thing and ride it.
Well, we talked about the bicycle that I want. One person wanted me to buy a $3,000 bike, and I'm like, I'm not spending that much money. It's just a stinking bike.
I could have a car for $3,000. My gosh.
Well, that's very true. I bought it. My bottom still hurts from riding the thing. But, yeah, I do ride it, and I like taking walks. That's what I like doing. I hate running, but I like taking walks. That's I'm working on it. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, I saw you walk. You get out there and walked with me last August when I was doing my 50 miles. You lasted about how long?
I lasted 3.5 miles. Don't give me
3.5 miles.
Me and Larry Vaught's headlamp. So,
that's
yes,
right.
That's right.
All right, we
got
to go to break.
502-571-1080. Give us a call.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 10.
Here we go. 502-571-1080. And we hear a little Lover Boy right there. That's a blast from the past for my high school, if you want to ask me. All right, let's talk about this. A couple things. Or you can tweet me at Just Cat Radio if you want to. I hope that you're interested and you want to tweet it to the show. But did you see Shannon, where the new IU head coach, Mike Woodson, was being interviewed? And he stated during the interview that he and Calipari have been hinting about bringing the rivalry game back.
I think they should. I mean, for me, growing up in the 90s, I loved that. Yes. I mean, next to the UK-UofL game, the next game that I look forward to the most as far as non-conference games was UK and IU.
Yes.
And I know, I think it really depends on what era you grew up in, because everybody, you know, just like music, everybody thinks that whatever was popular when you were a teenager was the coolest thing, right? That's the best thing. That's the way that music should still be. Well, you know, for me, growing up in the 90s with that rivalry between UK and IU, I would still like to see that game played every year. Yeah. And I think that, again, goes back to what I was just used to watching growing up. So if you grew up without the rivalry, it probably means nothing to you.
Well, I grew up with a rivalry. But I'm going to tell you right now that I don't know if I care if they come back or not. I'm kind of different now. It's like, because here's why.
So you would rather play some crappy team, fill in the blank, Southwest Missouri State, over playing an IU?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, first of all, when's the last time IU was relevant?
Why do you keep saying that?
Because I think that's
when
the big
was the
difference.
Last time that half because, the teams on Kentucky's schedule were relevant.
Well, see, that's true right there. I agree
really.
With you wholeheartedly, but that's not what I'm saying. I think there is another team out there that we don't play on a regular basis. Not one of these Detroit Mercies or something like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying a legitimate team out there that we should start a new series with.
Okay,
I mean,
who?
You know, we kind of did. All right, we've kind of did it with North Carolina, and that was a pretty good series.
Okay.
I think we should either continue that or start it with somebody new. Why not
start? My point is, there's so many non-conference games you can play. There's a lot of them.
Yes.
Why couldn't IU be one of those?
Why do I want to bring them back to relevancy? That's why. Because they're the one that stopped.
So you think that's going to bring them back to relevancy, playing them?
Absolutely it will. That's what it did. That's what UK did for U of L football. They brought them to relevancy. And U of L should be kissing the butt of every UK coach that continues to play that rivalry game. Now, granted, I do think it's a good game now, but back then when we first started between Howard Schnellenberger and Bill Curry, I mean, that was U of L was about to stop the football program at there. And now it's a thriving football program that's done really well. But they should really thank UK. Why do we want to do that for IU, where they're obviously – they can't even hire a coach that anybody knows the name of? I mean, there you go right there.
Well,
that's
that should be an easy win, though, right?
Okay, but let's talk about –
that's one more win. I mean, when you finish 9-16, wouldn't you like to have one more win?
I would like to see – I mean, we've already done the IU thing. It's time to move on. Let's start
something
else.
Yeah, it's time to move on to Lamar. It's time to move on to more Southwest Missouri States.
That's where you're wrong. I totally agree with you on that. I don't want to go play.
We need Fairleigh
teams.
Dickinson more on the schedule. That's what people really want to come to Rupp Arena to see, not IU Kentucky.
You won't let me get a word out. You're so passionate.
Because you don't make
this.
Any sense.
Yes, I do. Because you won't let me finish.
You have a point?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. I'm not going to say
really
a word. Go ahead. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I've never known you to not say a word.
Go ahead.
I would like to see a rivalry game between maybe a Duke team, maybe a Gonzaga team, maybe a Baylor team on a regular basis. Wouldn't it be fun to play those more relevant teams today? If we play Gonzaga, yes, I kind of believe Gonzaga is a little overrated.
They just won a national championship.
But I think it would be fun to play Gonzaga because Mark Few and Cal are kind of buddies. But wouldn't it be fun to see that?
Yeah, but they were in the championship game.
Okay, they were in the championship game. You're right. But they had a little run there. But you look at the conference they're in. Come on, Shannon. You can't tell me that is a powerhouse conference that they play year in, year out.
No, it's not.
I think it would be fun. Prove to me you're a good team by playing Kentucky on a yearly basis. I think that game would be far more interesting than playing little old Indiana and trying to bring back the relevancy of Indiana basketball.
Well, I'm just saying there's plenty of spots there on the schedule, and I don't know why you couldn't put IU on there instead of some of these weak teams that nobody wants to see come into Rupp Arena.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the last time Archie Miller, yes, I know they beat us and all that kind of stuff. And that was the reason that Cal stopped playing him because he didn't want to play a home and home, which I'm fine with because that's the way it was originally. It was not a home and home. It was always, when I was growing up, it was always either in Louisville at Freedom Hall or it was up in Indianapolis. I thought that was fun. IU didn't like that anymore. And, of course, Cal didn't like the fact that the fans stormed the court and all that kind of stuff. I can understand that, and evidently some things were said amongst fans and UK players. So I can see why he wanted to stop that. But I just feel like it's time to bring somebody else in of relevancy, not some lame little team that nobody cares about seeing play. I agree from that standpoint, Shannon. Totally agree. All right, let's talk about this. Justin Rowland put out a tweet a couple of days ago, and I thought it was a pretty good tweet. Are you ready?
Come on.
Okay. He was talking about if Christian Laettner's son was the number one recruit in all of the land for basketball, would you want him to come to Kentucky knowing that Christian Laettner would be sitting on the front row right behind the bench?
Yeah, why not?
See, I'm with you. There were a lot of people that immediately said no stinking way. And to me, I guess I have a more of a dislike and a respect problem with Mike Krzyzewski than I do Christian Laettner. To me, if Christian Laettner
came back and did the whole thing with the charity and allowed fans to come over, you know, he shook hands of Kentucky.
Yes.
And he allowed them to come over and pose with his yes. foot on his chest. I mean, that's kind of cool.
I thought it was great. Now, to me, if you have a Christian Laettner son that comes to Kentucky, that's kind of a way to – it's really a slap in the face towards Mike Krzyzewski. I think that would be more of a shot towards Krzyzewski and Duke altogether because if you look back in history, Christian Laettner is kind of the – almighty player that everybody remembers more than anybody else. Is that fair to say?
Probably so, yeah.
And within Kentucky, yes, he is probably the most hated player of any school out there.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have people who have those shirts. I still hate Laettner.
Right. And now can you imagine... I still have one. Absolutely. And can you imagine if he was playing for Kentucky and we played Duke? What another slap in the face right there. That's why I want to play somebody else than IU. I'm not going to give that up.
I think you're afraid that maybe IU is a little better than what you're giving them credit for.
That's not it at all. I mean, they're not relevant. I mean, I just...
What's it going to take for them to be relevant in Michael Bennett's head?
Probably getting back into the NCAA tournament on a regular basis, getting to a couple of Final Fours, something like that. That's when they're going to be relevant again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All these other little teams that Kentucky plays are relevant.
No, they're not at all. Shannon, again, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that topic right there. I'm tired of playing all these little games, and then the big games are played in Chicago, New York City, everywhere but Rupp Arena.
Right.
So, yeah, I do.
But the thing is, you know, if you play that game at Rupp Arena, you got to go to Assembly Hall. It's a home and home situation.
Well, then let's play those games like they did in the old days where it was in, well, unfortunately, can we play it in Yum Center? I don't know.
No, and that's the very thing that you hate. You hate when they play all these neutral site games, right?
Yeah, but if it's in Louisville and Indianapolis like it traditionally was played years ago when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that one. Not where it's you got to make a trip and you got to get a hotel and spend lots of money. That's when I don't like it. You know, it's a day trip up to Indianapolis. It's obviously in our own backyard if it's played in Louisville. I'm okay with that. But you got to go to New York. Well, you like New York City, but you got to spend a lot of money to go up to New York City. And it's just like, God, here we go again. I mean, we got to spend a lot of money to go see our own team play a game.
And don't forget, last season they were expecting to go to London, too.
That's right, and play that Michigan game.
That's right.
That's another thing. Now, that's a little different. I think that's a destination-type game that is different. But to go play up in Chicago, play all these other places, come on, let's play on our own court, and let's play some really good games on our own court. But that you talk about raising my blood pressure right there. Now I need, you know, a little bit of cornbread hemp.
Well, you know where to go, don't you?
I sure do. I got to go to cornbreadhemp.com.
Anything else you want to say about it?
I can't wait till we do this rap. I will tell you.
You want me to do the ad for you here? Here we go.
Okay.
Cornbreadhemp.com. Always full spectrum, as potent as the law allows. And I'm talking about the gummies because they are my favorite part of yes. cornbread hemp. They're flower-only extraction, no seeds, no stems in there. And they're Kentucky's first USDA-certified organic CBD products that they have right there at cornbreadhemp.com with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back for a full refund, but you will love it. And it's good for pain, anxiety, if you have trouble sleeping. And it's, hey, maybe a great Mother's Day present, too. You can get it for your mom in just 2 days, delivered through Amazon Prime, or go to cornbreadhemp.com, use the promo code CATS, and save 25% off your first order.
Yeah, 25% off. All right. When we come back, I got a couple things to go. First of all, we're going to be some really good news today on the football side. Unfortunately, just not being announced during this hour. But anyway, the prediction I made on Monday is happening today, for football. And then, also, what is going on with the Chinese and their rockets? So I want to talk about that too when we come back. 502-571-1080. This is Just the Cats.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
No, I'm not. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call or tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Rory tweeted out, I have a question. If UK returns to what it once was when Orlando was here the first time, how much credit goes to Cal and how much goes to Orlando and Chin? See, I think that's a fair question right there. But I think still, Shannon, a lot of the credit goes to Cal for having the foresight to bring both of these coaches into UK. I mean, it is what it is.
There you go. Cal's going to take all the blame. He should take all the credit when things go well.
Yes, absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, it's not just on Cal. It's not. No. I mean, it does all
it
come
isn't,
to a
it
point.
Isn't.
Yeah, exactly. Cal's not out there playing the games. But he is coaching, and he is responsible for who he brings in as assistant coaches.
I mean, yeah, if you want to look at last year and the debacle that the season was, that's on Cal. Now, when you want to go back and look at 2012 and winning a national championship.
That's on Cal.
That's on Cal.
So I mean, you can't have it both ways where you want to criticize them when things go wrong and then not give them any praise when things go well and say, well, he just rolled the balls out there.
That's
what you hear. He just rolled the balls out there. He didn't do anything.
I know. I've had a few people tell me that, including a former UK basketball player that said he just rolls the balls out there, you know, and just says ball it up. I'm like, come on. I refuse to believe something like that.
Yeah.
Big Daddy T said, Michael Bennett, IU needs us, but we don't need them. See, I agree with that. What does playing IU today? Now, if this was 1975, if this was 1984, and you still have Bobby Knight, it's a game that is equivalent to each team and means a lot more. Today, it means a lot more. It means pretty much everything to IU, and it means absolutely nothing to us. Maybe a little bit. I'll give you this, Shannon. It means a little to us because, yeah, we like making fun of the Hoosiers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you say Indiana's not relevant, but I think Indiana has beaten Kentucky 2 out of the last 3 times they played. So you tell me it's not relevant.
It's just not.
It's not relevant. Here's the thing. If Michael Bennett was making the Kentucky basketball schedule, we wouldn't play Indiana. We wouldn't play Louisville. We wouldn't play any team that's a rival because, according to Michael Bennett, even Louisville is not a rival.
They're not. I mean, you got to win. To make it a rivalry, to me, it's got to be pretty close in wins and losses. And
well, I just gave you the case there for Indiana.
Okay. Well, what do you think
exactly.
about this?
You know, you don't have nothing to say now. Exactly.
UGA Georgia transfer point guard Sevier Wheeler announces his top 4 schools today.
Yeah, I think he's a good player. I really would like to see him at Kentucky.
I do, too. Now, of course, it's between Gonzaga, UK, LSU, Michigan, Texas, Kansas, amongst a bunch of others. You know, he's from Houston, Texas. You got to believe Texas is definitely in the mix, and we're going to hear which four schools today. And I got to believe Jay Lucas is just all over him, because Jay Lucas knew him when he was in high school. So you got to kind of believe that UK has a strong chance with Jay Lucas going after this young man.
Yeah. I mean, he adds experience to the roster as well, which is something that
what we need.
Exactly. So I think this could be a big get if Kentucky's able to land Sevier Wheeler.
Especially at point guard. Yeah. So, and you know, I'm not going to say the name of the player, but it's going to be a big day for UK football. Because I don't want to ruin his moment, and but you know, I talked about him earlier this week. This is going to be a good get for UK today, and the coaching staff is just continuing doing what they're doing and getting these players to come to UK. And now we got to see the performance on the field, Shannon.
Is he announcing on KSR again? Is that what's happening?
I know.
Come on, man! I thought you were going to get some of these recruits to come on and announce on this show.
I promise. I tried my best. To say, it's like, okay, I just want one. And then guess what? After I get the one, I want another one. I mean, I'm just not going to stop at that. But, you know, maybe one of these days I'll be able to get on my computer and it won't get hacked. And I'll be able to get through to these players to maybe come and commit on just the Cats. But until then, what should I do about my computer that keeps getting hacked at my business, Shannon?
Well, I would say go to clearpointit.com since I'm doing all the ads today. I'm doing all the heavy lifting, apparently.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I'll be glad to do it. I mean, ClearPoint IT, it's not sexy talking about this type of stuff at all. It's not sexy because, you know what, it's continual escalating expense of budgeting and managing technology expenses for CFOs and their businesses. But no, what you want to do is use an independent person that does a phenomenal job, and that's ClearPoint IT, technology in focus. If you want to check them out, go to clearpointit.com, or you can give them a call at 502-836-2442. That's 502-836-2442 with the likes of Kroger, U.S. Cellular, Microsoft, T-Mobile, Facebook, Geico. They're all getting hacked, and you need a business to protect you for your business, and that business is ClearPoint IT, so go check them out. All right, it's Mother's Day. Are you prepared for your beautiful mom?
Of course, I'm always prepared.
Are you really? So yeah. You've already gotten her a present.
Well, you know, maybe.
I think you just told a story.
I didn't tell any story. What are you talking about?
Oh, really?
About?
So no. You've got her a present right now.
She may be listening. I can't tell you.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. I don't believe you. I don't think you have her a thing yet, but hopefully you will. I hope every mother has a happy Mother's Day out there, and I know Shannon will take care of his mom because he's got a great mom right there.
That's right. For Mother's Day, we're coming to my house, and we're planting flowers.
Are you really? That's kind of y'all's tradition.
I'm putting my mom to work on Mother's Day.
Hey,
mom, dig a hole right there. Put that flower in there.
Have you seen the story about
She bossed me around all those years. Now I'm bossing her around.
Oh, my gosh. Poor lady. She should come over to my house, then. I'll make sure she puts some
plants you're in Florida. How's she going to get down there?
Well, I bet she'd love to come visit. Yeah, maybe so. Okay. So, did you see the rocket that China had blast off? And it was supposed to come back down to Earth, and now it's gone awry, and it's going 17,000 miles an hour and circling the Earth every 90 minutes. And they're not sure, and it's losing the altitude, so it's going to come back down to Earth, they think, on Sunday.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. Here comes a rocket.
That's exactly right. They don't know where it's going to land. That's the crazy part. So happy Mother's Day.
Hopefully somewhere in the water, because most of the Earth is water.
70% of it's water.
Exactly. So that, you know, there's a good chance it's going to land. But there's also a small chance it could land somewhere in, you know, in a city. That would be the worst case scenario, you know.
They're predicting anywhere from New York City all the way down to the country of New Zealand.
Wow.
How do you like that prediction?
Well, New York City,
I think I could
predict that. That would be devastating.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, all kidding aside, but it is kind of crazy how this rocket just totally went awry, and it's just they can see what's going on there because there's so many. Do you realize how much debris there is in space now?
No, I haven't been up there lately.
No, I haven't either. By the way, you can buy a ticket to go to space. Have you seen that too?
How much is it? Because I like to buy one for you. Is there a one-way option?
I'm glad this show is over. Thank goodness
too.
You just started that music. I have so much to talk about. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. All the mothers out there have a wonderful Mother's Day. You do a great job day in, day out. Shannon? I'll see you Monday.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
I'll work on getting that trip to outer space for you.
That's enough out of you.